This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kyle, do you have any idea where I'm going with this for the first time in American history?
What? How can we learn from Cleveland?
Yes.
Is it that we're learning that no championships, it sucks not to have any?
Nope.
No.
I'm going to give you two more guesses. If you have two more guesses, do you have two more guesses?
When you have nothing to lose, you can start to do...
No. One more guess? Come on,
Cleveland's
man.
Closer to a lake and that's cool? I don't know.
No. You know what it is that Cleveland, they have a beach on the lake. According to you. No, they don't. Get out of here. There's no beaches on lakes. We're not doing that today. Well, here's why. Do you know, Callis, that the Cleveland Guardians, have the 26th highest payroll in Major League Baseball?
I did not.
Did you know that?
No.
Do you know that the Pirates have the 29th highest payroll in Major League Baseball?
That I did know, yeah.
So Cleveland is around, I think, $100 million. I don't have it pulled up right here, but I'm in the vicinity. Around $100 million is their payroll. 26th highest in baseball. And I think the highest is the Mets. And then the second highest is the Yankees. 26 highest. Pirates have around $85 million. 29th. Cleveland has one of the best records in Major League Baseball. Right now. Actually, yesterday, around 7 p.m., they had the best record in Major League Baseball. I think they lost last night. So don't sit here and tell me that the Pirates can't win. I mean, they're three spots away from being in the realm of Cleveland. And Cleveland is using what they have to win. Their record right now, if I scroll down here, they're 51-27. The Guardians. With the 26th highest payroll in baseball. Now, I get it. Like, if you pay for players and you pay a lot of money for big players, like, you have a better chance at winning. That's just kind of how it rolls, and that's how it works, and that's how it works in all sports. And that's why the Yankees are, you know, I mean, they're not playing well right now, but that's why the Mets are playing well right now, is because they were able to pay for quality players. Lindor, Lonzo, all those guys. But you can't sit here and tell me that if the Pirates looked at the Guardians' regime and how the Guardians have operated, at least this year, I don't know what their record was last year, I don't know what their record was a year before that, but at least this year, if you did a little study on the Guardians, you're right in the vicinity of what they are payroll-wise.
You know what I think it is for them? It's that Austin Hedges is back on their roster.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wherever he goes, he wins, except for here.
He got a hit yesterday.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He's a champion, too.
That's right.
Wow.
With the Rangers, yep.
Isn't it interesting, though? It's like, because you talk about how the Pirates don't spend money and, you know, how they're a small market team, and then you have Cleveland, who's right around the same vicinity as the Pirates payroll-wise.
Yeah.
And they're one of the best teams in baseball.
You know what?
Make that make sense to me.
They do one thing that the Pirates do kind of the same. Their pitchers are really carrying them, it looks like, this season. I mean, they've got some little stars on the roster. I don't recognize many of these names.
Right, I don't either.
Up on Cleveland in a while. Austin Hedges, well, we know him for...
They don't have a big-time player. I don't think.
Jose Ramirez is pretty good.
Well, okay.
One. Josh Naylor can hit. That's okay. About it. Yeah, those two.
I mean, is that not what the Pirates are somewhat working with?
So no, I agree.
Why can't the Pirates be like that? Enough with the excuses is basically what I'm saying.
I hear you.
Enough with the excuses. You have a team that is showing you that you can have one of the best records in baseball that is 2 hours away without spending an insane amount of money.
No, you
could do the same thing.
I'll just reiterate what I said yesterday, is that if they get another big bat, like Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor, they're big home run guys, and they've been pretty much the power guys and the threatening guys in their lineup. The Pirates just need that person. Roddy Telez, he stinks, boo. I'm saying that ironically because I want him to keep hitting home runs. He homered yesterday. You know, if Telez can develop into that, if somebody else can develop into that, or if the Pirates can go out and acquire somebody, that's really all you need, is that one threatening presence in the lineup, somebody that can hit home runs on a consistent basis or get extra base hits. Like, the Pirates aren't really slugging that well either this season, I heard a couple days ago or so. That, you know, they've got guys who their slugging percentage is the same as their on-base percentage. That means that you don't have any extra base hits. If they get somebody that has that threat, though, it can reshape the entire lineup. Whether Cruz gets more consistent, whether Telez, you know, keeps it up. I think that's the difference between the Pirates and Cleveland, though, if I had to.
Yeah, but it's close.
It's close.
It's very close. And it's very ironic that, you know, they're close in payroll, and you have one team who is legit, was at the time the best record in Major League Baseball, and you have another team that is fighting for their life and could have separated themselves if they would have spent $5-10 more million.
Are you one of the people that thinks that they should have gotten Rhys Hoskins?
Yes.
Maybe not signed somebody?
I said Santana, though.
Well, you probably could have got Santana for cheaper.
Right.
I don't actually know. I haven't checked on how
he was like $5 million.
Yeah,
I think he's around five something. So it would be like, it would have been like $2 more million than you paid Rowdy Telez.
So you think Santana was genuine in saying he would be? Okay,
no doubt.
I know there's some theory out there that's like, well, he, you know, what else is he going to say?
But no, he wanted to be here. Look, somebody tweet. Okay, here we go.
Okay,
somebody tweeted me yesterday and was like, "Do you find it interesting that whenever the Pirates hit home runs, that they don't celebrate like they did last year?" And I was like, that's a great tweet, and that's a great point, because whenever Pirates hit home runs now, it's just, you know, you trot around the bases, and there's no, like, celebration. Remember last year, they were all into it and doing all kinds of crazy stuff? Mm-hmm. That was, I think, because of Santana orchestrated that.
Oh.
Last year.
Yeah.
That fun, the fun element to it. I think he was having fun here. He wants to be here. He enjoyed his teammates, and not that fun and excitement and doing crazy stuff whenever you hit home runs, and not that that breeds winning, but that does help alleviate pressure.
I agree.
And they haven't done that this year. And I that's why I do think that he wanted to be here, because he was legitimately having fun with the team that he was on and loves playing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's just a shame that they collapsed in June. Yeah.
So,
or May, really. Yeah. Do you think they're having fun now? I can't tell.
It's a good question.
When they, like, even they're very neutral, I think, as a collective during all these games. There's not, like, there's nothing I've been able to detect this year where I'm like, yeah, they look, you know,
when, they look enthusiastic.
When they do their, you know, post game interviews individually, you can sense their personalities a little bit. I think, you know, Jared Jones is stiff,
mm-hmm.
and Brian Reynolds is extra stiff,
mm-hmm.
and Paul Skeen smiles a lot because he does well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as a collective, like, when they're in the dugout, I haven't noticed anything. That's a good point.
That is. That's very interesting. I know that Skeens, Keller, and Jones are kind of like separate from the team. Not in a bad way. They stick together, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you show one of them, they're usually next to each other,
mm-hmm.
which is good. I think it's just a different kind of flavor of how they are playing this year. Are they having fun playing? I don't know. It may be almost as tense because they know that they have something. So it's like, we don't want to have too much fun and lose our focus, because we can actually do something this year. That's the vibe that I'm getting. It's not like it's not having fun, but I think that it's more business-like. I think it's definitely more business-like because they actually can
they know they can do something. They know they're close.
Yeah, they actually can accomplish. So I think it's almost a little bit more tense, like, hey, like, we need to focus.
Especially with Skeens getting caught up. It was fun at first, but now it's like,
it's kind of tailed off.
Who they just lose to over the weekend? Yeah, I can't remember now. Wow.
Wait, over the weekend?
Yeah, who they lose to over the weekend. They lost Skeens to start.
Yeah. See, now I'm
looking it
up
now. The Rays, that was it.
Yep.
They lost to the Rays 3-1. That was tough. I mean, when you lose games like that to a guy, too, on the opponent's side with an ERA, they haven't hit well against guys with bad ERAs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know. It's just everything is opposite. Everything is opposite.
I think that when you have that reality now where you can lose games with Skeens, not that Skeens pitch badly, that's not what I'm saying. You can lose games, though, when he pitches for as well as he does. Yeah, maybe that's... Yeah, maybe they feel that.
Yeah.
Can't be a good feeling.
You can't.
This guy gave up one run.
You can't lose those games.
No.
You can't lose those games. And, you know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a focus thing.